Hey girl, hey, welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker of the live daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show. So here's the deal. On my radio show, we're like married up in there, okay? Yeah, like till death do us part or until you want a divorce, totally up to you. But this podcast is where we date. Yes, you date me, you like, you get to know me, you try me on, you feel me out. And this is where I get to woo celebs, tastemakers, and influencers into falling in love with me. Anyone who knows me knows I'm like a professional social climber. And yeah, I wear that title like a badge of honor. But for reals, my favorite part of being in the radio industry for 12 plus years is getting to meet interesting, inspiring, and exceptional people and getting them to talk about the pettiest things in the world. So if you love real talk with a touch of cattiness and a ton of laughers, then you're in the right place. I hope you enjoy this little snack. Hey.
Don't
look at me like that. Welcome to another episode of Taste of Taylor. It's my weekly podcast where I have on influencers, tastemakers, celebrities, and my most favorite category.
And icons.
Bravo celebrities.
And icons.
And now, icons. No, icons. You are loud. Let me lower your levels
I
now.
I told you.
The one and only Stassi Schroeder is back on the podcast. Hey, girl, hi.
And one and only because no one else out there has my name.
Literally. You are the only Nastasia I have ever met. But there is another Stassi.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what? There was one on Bad Girls Club 10 years ago. Now there's Kylie's friend Stassi Baby. Doesn't count. Doesn't count.
Because you are the numero uno.
Numero uno for the win.
So this is going to be a two-parter again. I take first this time.
Yes.
And you take the wrap-up. We'll be talking exclusively
about Game of Thrones.
So I will be sleeping and you will be talking to yourself.
Pretty much.
A monologue episode.
Yes.
Welcome back to the podcast, bitch.
Thanks. I know it's been a while.
You think?
The last four times we've been around each other, last four trips that we've seen each other, we've been like, are we going to podcast? Yes. When are we going to do it? I don't know. Should we just go out or just stay in bed and watch TV on the couch or something? Yes.
Did you say go out or did you mean order in Taco Bell?
That's
order
what I
in
meant.
Alcohol.
That's what I meant. That's
watch
what I meant.
Kardashians.
That's what I meant. Or Sex in the City.
Or, yeah.
Yes.
Or the movies.
Yes.
Now we're sitting in gorgeous New York City. Mm-hmm. And I only say gorgeous because I am in your hotel room.
Yeah.
Looking at Central Park from an, I'm a bird right now. I'm a Game of Thrones dragon. I'll give you that.
Are
they alive still?
You are Bran, he sucks if he went into one of the bird's heads. And Game of Thrones people will get that.
We're on the 51st floor, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
This is insane. This is where rich people live.
I will say, I'm no longer going to deal with regular hotel rooms anymore.
We were talking about this at lunch. So let's explain. Let me start off by saying on this podcast, I want to do a deep dive for realsies into you as an author, New York Times bestselling author.
Thank you.
A Wall Street Journal.
Number one,
mother truckers. I knew it. I just want to say that. I knew it. I feel like Samantha in Sex and the City where I'm like, Carrie, I'm just more fabulous because of your fabulosity. Except I'm not a huge whore and I'm a lesbian. And I don't have her body tone.
It's okay. Well, none of us do. But you are the Samantha to my Carrie. But honestly, Carrie sucks.
And Samantha's a whore. So.
So like whenever, you know, someone's like, you're the new Carrie Bradshaw. I'm like, but Carrie Bradshaw sucks.
But we only recently discovered that. And like, even when I do watch the episodes where she's becoming this like published author, I get all the feels. And I'm like, that is my Stassi baby. I do. In a good way. And none of her sucky ways.
Not in her sucky ways. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Like when she gets an advance from France.
Yes.
And Burger turns into a dick because she buys him a shirt.
It's like from Prada.
Just accept the fucking shirt, bro. Just accept the shirt.
But you are so deserving of this moment.
Thank you.
And I feel like this hotel room is indicative of what you've accomplished.
Well, this is the thing.
Okay.
And I've talked about this on my podcast and to every single person who I come into contact with. I saw 25 minutes of a documentary about The Secret. And now
Here we go again. Last time she was here, I got a fucking speech from her, which was warranted.
It's warranted.
But you said no negative talk. Did I come to lunch today and have negative talk?
No, it was only positive talk. Good job, Taylor.
It's working. Yep.
Yes.
You manifested it for me. Thank you.
You gotta practice The Secret and manifest stuff.
Why don't you teach people for those of people who don't know?
Okay. So
from 95 babies listening
who have never heard of The Secret.
The Secret in our type of terms, us layman's terms, yes, is like basically just putting your thoughts, just thinking positive thoughts and thinking about the thoughts that you want to happen, manifesting. So instead of thinking, oh shit, I'm going to get to this hotel and like my room's going to suck, you think, okay, I'm going to get to this hotel and it's going to be the best hotel room ever. And then it ends up working out.
But for real, can we talk about this? Like really?
Well,
break
I
it
had
down.
To pay extra. I literally got here. Right. Bo was exactly. like, no, okay, can exactly. I tell you this story? Exactly. No. So when we were on our way here, we were like, okay, because normally we like to fly JetBlue. Yeah. JetBlue Mint is the best.
It is the best.
Delta One is also like pretty good normally.
We are not being sponsored or advertised, no, so you're welcome, both airlines.
I just discovered American Airlines First Class, the good one. They upped their game, and I like it a lot.
Better than Mint?
Almost. It's wow. like, it's equal to me. And so when we went, we were on our way to the airport. We get to the airport. We have some drinks. We get on the plane, and Bo's like, mind you, what a brat. We're in first class.
I was going to say.
The seats lay down.
I'm
okay?
going to call this episode Straight Up with Bougie.
Yeah, Straight Up with Bougie. That is what it should be called. He's like, this is the sucky plane. And I'm like, yes, it is the sucky plane, but at least we still get to lay down.
Right.
We still are lucky enough to be in first class, and your negativity is not helping with The Secret right now. Tonight is Game of Thrones night, and I need to know that everything's going to work out great and be okay, and it's going to be one of the best nights of my life.
And then what happened? His negativity begot more negativity.
Exactly.
Oh, shippo.
So we get here. We finally get to, you know, normally when you're in first class, your bags come out first.
Yeah.
Ours
no,
didn't.
I don't actually.
Ours didn't. No, they didn't. So I'm just sitting there waiting for my luggage, just knowing that Game of Thrones is airing while I'm just sitting there.
Wait a second. I thought when you were in first class, they had these like hawks that flew outside the plane with your bags strapped on their backs.
Private jets. Private jets. That's only for private jets. So we finally get to the hotel. And they're like, so we have you in a king bedroom, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? No. I was like, I specifically said a Central Park suite. I must have had 5 emails saying that. Do something. I know it's 10:45 at night, but I need you to do something because, and I said this, Game of Thrones is on tonight.
No, you didn't. Well, you're like, then, the man who's having sex with that prostitute kicked them out.
They're like, listen, Game of Thrones is on. We're like, well, you know that, sorry, I hate to tell you this, but we don't have HBO. I was like, oh, I know. I have my iPad. I have a Google Chromecast thing that can hook up to the TV, whatever.
You're like, I brought my cable box.
No, we pretty much did. And I was so excited. And finally, they were like, okay, we'll give you the suite. Hello, The Secret.
Hello.
You know when The Secret
to bossing people around.
Yes. And then you know when
that's what it is. Stassi just like manifests a secret. And then when things will go away, she's like, The Secret, The Secret, The Secret. And they're okay.
I'm sorry, sir. Have you ever heard of The Secret? Give me that suite. Really? I've been in too many small hotel rooms in New York and I'm over it.
You know what the secret is? The secret is Stassi season one.
Yes. Yeah.
I love it.
That's basically what it is.
No, it's not. I've watched you be so positive, and like ever since you met Bo, it's like a different Stassi. You're still you and still basic and still like we'll talk shit with me. But you are like a different version of Stassi in the most positive way possible.
Listen, I'm a little softer.
You are.
But you gotta hold on to your rock hard cold ice
your
heart.
Yes.
I don't know. You gotta have a little bit of it. Part of your heart needs to be a little frozen,
yep,
so that you can get shit done.
I fully agree.
You know,
I've never agreed more in my entire life.
And honestly, The Secret doesn't always work because last night, Bo spent an hour trying to hook up the Google Chrome thing, and it did not work. So we had to hover over my iPad.
Yes,
in this awesome hotel room.
Yes.
And watch Game of Thrones on an iPad. So there was that.
But you watched it.
But I fucking watched it.
You made it happen. You didn't give up.
No. And I was like, you know what? It won't even kill my spirit. I am just so happy to be watching Game of Thrones in a hotel room.
Like this?
Like that. Yes. Like this. That is just like, I don't give a shit.
What did it look like at night? Was it all like lit up and stuff?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Oh my God. It's really, I mean, I have to tell you, I have lived as a rich person in the city for many years. Not so rich lately, but I will say my breath has taken it away. Hey, it's time for just a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors, BetterHelp. I love BetterHelp because I love therapy and I also love not leaving my home. So perfect. I get to be a hermit and also take care of my mind and my feelings and my heart. Yes, with BetterHelp, you can actually connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. And like I said, it's so convenient. Recently, my psychiatrist, yes, I have a psychiatrist, but they have everything. They run the gamut. But my psychiatrist just got BetterHelp, and it's been like, oh, the best thing ever. Because I used to have to always like schlep to her building. And if you're a New Yorker, you know, for whatever reasons, doctors are only on the upper west side or the upper east side, and I live all the way downy towny. So it's a real pain in my patoot when I have to go see my doctors, because it's like I'm done with my day, then I have to just like waste time. Normally I go shopping, not very good for my shopping addiction, and you get the picture, okay? So I'm loving BetterHelp because this way I can actually get the therapy, the counseling, whatever you want to call it, that I need, and I don't have to leave my home. That's my jam. And, you know, because it's so convenient, you can get help on your own time, at your own pace, and you can schedule secure videos or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. My therapist does not love this feature, but I love this feature because I think that we are now best friends and that I can text her, I don't know, every 3 to 5 minutes. Don't do that. That's abusing the system. But you get the point. It's convenient. It's amazing. Basically, the world of therapy at your fingertips. And I told you, they run the gamut. They've got licensed professionals and counselors who specialize in all the things. Depression, stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, anger, family issues, grief, self-esteem. That's my thing. Relationships. Whatever you need, they've got it for you. And also, everything you share is confidential. That's my favorite part of therapy. Secrets. These secrets do make friends. No, but like real talk, I think therapy and counseling is like super important. I think that if you are a human being taking space up on this beautiful planet we call Earth, then you should seek some inner help. And I believe everybody should have a counselor, a therapist, a psychiatrist, what have you. And with BetterHelp, we can actually accomplish that goal of mine that I have for the world. They have 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time, no additional charge, which is great because sometimes it takes a while to find somebody that you vibe with. It's also available worldwide, and you can either chat, you can text, you can do phone, you can do video. It's really up to you, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. So like right now, you can go sign up and bada bing, bada boom, you're ready, set, go. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option, and Taste of Taylor listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code TOT. So why not get started today, queen? Okay, just go to betterhelp.com/TOT. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you're going to love. And like I said, if it doesn't work out, you don't mesh, you don't vibe, whatever skis, you just find a new one. That's betterhelp.com/TOT. And now back to the podcast. I'm shooketh. Is that our alcohol?
It's either our alcohol or my
pedicure manicure. Gel! Pause. Oh my God, we're back.
Backsies.
Okay, so that was just a quick break to get some alcohol.
Yeah.
We thought it was for your nails, which are probably going to come in like in another three seconds.
And us starting over is like, I told you going to be a mistake because then we're going to lose our train of thought.
No, because I feel like podcasting, listen, it's, you can either, there's a couple things you get from podcasting. You can learn something.
Okay.
You can be inspired.
Right.
I learned this from Michael and Lauren Bostick. Of him and her Skinny Confidential podcast.
Love them.
Yes. So I believe this to be true. The last one is to be entertained.
That's what I go by at
that's
least.
What we do, you and I. I'm certainly not teaching.
I'm not teaching shit. Let me at least entertain give someone a laugh.
Yep.
Distract them.
But it's also, I believe, hanging out with your best friends.
Yes,
so
of course.
So we are literally ingratiating everybody into our alcohols here. Oh, wait. Manny Petty. We may or may not continue once the nails get here. It's like, that's what it's like to hang out with us. So no, why would we give people that aspirance?
You're right. You're so correct.
Okay, wait. So back to your hotel room.
Back to...
It's incredible. The view's amazing. I'm distracted. I could just talk about the view, but you know what? That's not fun for anybody but me and Stassi. So I want to talk about the fact that you wrote this book.
Thank you.
You are a New York Times bestseller. Yes. Like, I'm not even going to say, oh my God, I'm so shocked, because I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked at all. I saved the picture from when we did your live book signing at Simon & Schuster.
I know.
Because I so knew that you were going to make the list. I was like, I'm going to save this picture when she makes it, because it's going to be such a great Instagram photo. And it was. So thank you for being a bestselling author so I could have an amazing Instagram picture.
And have a lot of likes.
Oh my God, so many.
Yes.
Record breaking. I think it might rival my coming out picture.
Seriously?
That's big, girl.
That's major.
I also need more followers. Follow me at Taylor Strecker.
That's major.
I know, right?
Yeah, shit has been cool.
I predicted, like, the day of on my radio show, the Taylor Strecker show, when I saw you, or I predicted when I saw you later that day when we did Simon & Schuster, I was like, Stassi, it's going to finally hit her, I think, that she is as amazing. Not that you've ever been insecure, by no stretch of the imagination, but I don't think you've ever been like, you're so humble and like self-deprecating that I don't think you've ever been like, oh my God, I'm like famous, or oh my God, like, I'm huge. And I felt like this book was going to be the thing that like finally, after all these seasons on Vanderpump, after like everything I've watched you go through, I felt like this is going to be the thing that might finally make it click. In a good way.
It made it click in a way that I was like, and I don't know how the right word to explain this is. It's just like, oh God, I don't.
Can we like do like a therapy sesh? Because
yeah.
I feel like, because people, so they watch you on the show.
Because most of the world has no idea who I am and doesn't watch Vanderpump Rules. So it's like, it's not like.
But see that right there. That's so not true.
I'm not
that
Ariana right Grande. Okay?
Well, okay. I mean, Ariana Grande is Ariana Grande. But you are not that far behind Ms. Schroeder. I'm serious. See, this is the conversations that we had. And like, hey, perfect. My favorite example. We went to Rachel Zoe's Christmas party. You got invited.
Yeah.
You thought we were going to an enormous Christmas party with all of the people she advertised, that like advertised for her on their podcast. Legit.
Yeah.
We walked there from your apartment, literally.
Walked.
We didn't like show up in like some grand thing, you know?
No, we walked.
We walked. I was like, we like got a little too tipsy before. Like, you know what I mean? Like we were just like going to like a whatever.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I kind of kept saying to you, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. And you're like, it's not a big deal. We literally walked in behind Molly Sims, who was like, hey, because the second you're in like the zone of comfort, it's like everybody's like gets like a blue check mark for life.
Yes, that's true. To explain that, I know what you mean.
Yes.
But it's like the second you get into an atmosphere where it's not that many people and you're like, oh, you know, you're at someone's party. Those people who would have seen you outside of that situation would not give you the time of day. But because you're at that dinner party, they're like, oh.
Safe person.
You safe person, blue check mark.
Yes.
So I should pay attention to you because you're at this dinner.
Because Rachel Zoe invited you to this thing and it's intimate. And so obviously you must be somebody special to her or safe to her or a friend or family member, a confidant. So like you're a safe person for me to like let my guard down in front of a little bit.
Yes.
And that is a very special and amazing thing. Because I mean, there's like plenty of events now where like, yes, there'll be celebrities there, but then there'll also be people who are like in the industry there that are not on the shows or whatever or know the people. And there is a little bit of separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. But that night was like all in.
Yeah, that was funsies.
And it was like, what, 35 people, 40 people? We were sitting across from John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah.
John Tucker.
Cara Santana.
Hey, girl. It's time to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors, OpenFit. I'm so excited to tell you about this. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So... we all know that getting fit and staying healthy is impossible. No, it's not impossible. It is easier said than done, right? I mean, look at me, girly. I have not been to the gym in like, I am not lying. I am not proud of this, but I am not lying. 3-4 years and my body looks like I haven't. Okay. If I'm going to real talk, like summer's around the corner, I'm starting to have a panic attack. But ever since I've been introduced to OpenFit, I am panicking no more because I've got a fitness plan and it involves very realistic goals. Let me just tell you about OpenFit. So OpenFit is a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your own living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. Hello, that's my kind of workout. So everybody has a different body type, and OpenFit actually gets that, which I love. And they actually personalize your needs with custom tailored original content. So for like, they've got content for super fit people. I'm not in that category, but you may be. So it's like, it's from like Black Diamond Skier all the way down to the Bunny Hill. And girl, I am hop, hop, hopping down that bunny trail. I am training whales, working out, no questions asked. But let me tell you, for all the girls like me who are like, oh God, working out so hard, can't do it, gonna barf all over myself. When I found out that OpenFit had this workout on their agenda, I was like, I am in. You guys, they have a workout that's called 600 seconds. And it is what it says it is. Yeah, they pack in fat burning, muscle building, and body sculpting workouts in 600 seconds. That is 10 minutes, my friend, okay? And if you and I can't do 10 minutes, then we have bigger problems. I'm like, I can do this. Like, that's a thing. No workout has ever set the bar so low for me. And OpenFit actually gets that some of us are like terrified of working out. And so when you want me to do like, I don't know, burpees and gerpees and McPurpees, I am going to run away and be like, I can't do this. But when you say, hey, Taylor, can you work out for 10 minutes? You think? I'm like, no. But I'm like, but yes, I can. And I did. And it felt good. And then it's like you slowly build. And then the next thing you know, maybe I'll be even able to do their extend bar class. That's what I'm like building up to and looking forward to. Because I got to tell you, when I did work out 5,000 years ago, before Christ, the best shape I was ever in of my life was when I did this bar class. One of my girlfriends from college like forced me to do it, and my arms look sick. And listen, it was like a doable workout. It was definitely not easy, but it wasn't like impossibly hard, but it was super effective. But I will tell you this, I live in New York City, and I'm sure you're going like, well, then why don't you just go back to bar class, Taylor? Well, let me tell you why, Kathy. I'm sorry. If your name is Kathy, I'm sure you're quite lovely. I'm sorry I just did that. No, but let me tell you why. Okay, I live in New York City where models are actual citizens, okay? Like real people. The people you have to look at on TV and commercials, the people you have to look at in magazines, the people you have to look at in billboards. Do they even exist anymore? I don't know, but if they do, you know what I'm talking about. Those people were having the audacity to stand next to me during a bar class. So I'm like standing there, wanting to melt into the ground and evaporate into thin air and just disappear. Because I'm like, girl, we're doing the same workouts. Why don't we look the same? It's like, well, maybe because I eat French fries and she doesn't. Or maybe it's because I'll never be taller than 5'4". And I'm a strecker and we've got thick legs. But I can tell you this, standing next to a model in a workout class is not pleasant. And also, I had to shell out $30 a class to stand next to a model and feel bad about myself. So you do the math, okay? Yeah, OpenFit is what's up. Thank you, OpenFit, for not only giving me a 600-second workout that is actually working, but also thank you for eliminating me having to go pay $30 to leave my home and go stand next to models and feel bad about myself. OpenFit, you are everything to me. You guys, OpenFit has literally changed the way I look at working out, and I do work out. And with my code Taylor, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, like if you're like super fit, I mean, this is for you. If you're super unfit like me, this is also for you. Again, use my code Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, my listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days. You heard me. Just make sure you text Taylor to 303030. You're going to get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and the nutrition information, totally free. Again, just text Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, to 303030. Again, that's T-A-Y-L-O-R to 303030. And now, back to the podcast.
And her.
And Jesse Metcalf.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Kara Santana's been so nice about my book, too. She's been posting about it, and she's like, whenever I like just see Amy Schumer posted about it.
Shut up.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening right now.
Hey, girl. Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back. Look how loving Tay is.
I know.
I wish Bo could be this loving
to
me.
Well, with those Gucci sneakers, she better be. Oh, my God. So we've literally been on an hour and a half, maybe 2 hour break. That was the longest fucking manicure pedicure I've ever experienced in my life.
Also the most expensive one, and I will never pay that much for a pedicure manicure ever again.
It was Beau's fault. He suggested it. I suggested, yes, Glam Squad.
I should have used Glam Squad. But if Beau heard, Beau,
if you heard how much money it cost to even take her nail polish off,
you'd be really, really.
Do we want to tell?
I don't know.
I almost am embarrassed to tell the world.
It's obscene. There's nothing I could do about it in the moment because they're already here. $250. For the whole thing. I want you to guess how much it was to get a pedicure and a manicure.
With gel.
$375.
Probably $400 because it cost $50 each appendage to take off the nails.
$700, people. $700. Oh, and I blame you, Bo.
Oh, my God.
Because Bo said, ask the concierge.
Yep.
Give me this mic. What are you talking about?
$700. $700.
And whose fault is that? That's
yours.
Not my credit card.
You
could have gone down
it.
To Nails R Us. No. And down the street at the Circle and could have had it done. It's not my fault that you're a bougie-ass book author and wanted to have this shit done in your fancy-ass suite at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. Not my problem. Here you go, Taylor.
Thank you, Bunny. Give me my microphone back.
Y'all,
this
manicure pedicure is going to last. I swear to God. I'm going to grow my nails out. Like, you know the people that, like, have, like, the longest nails in the world and they, like, curl under and under and under. That's what I'm gonna do.
Wait, that took a bajillion years.
I thought they would bring two people so it would get you could kill two birds with one stone.
I cannot believe that cost you that. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry too. So I just can we just get along with this podcast so I cannot throw up. I've been sitting here watching everyone come in and have fun as I'm like, you know, getting my nails done is my least favorite thing to do.
Oh, like, my God. Me too.
I don't like it. I can't move. I just don't like, you know, you feel stuck.
There's like somebody who's like at your feet and hands. It feels awkward.
Yes.
Right?
And I just don't like
it. I wasn't
like
helping
it.
Matters with all my stories.
It just doesn't. No, that helped. That 100%
did
helped.
It?
Yes.
Thank you.
But I've been watching everyone have fun. But as like each moment went by, each minute, I'm like, that's $5. Another minute, that's $5. Another minute, that's $5.
So Bo and Tay, my Tay, I'm not speaking in the third person, left to go downstairs because they thought we were podcasting. And like literally, I mean, they came back 2 hours later.
2 hours.
Kicking down the door. And like, why is she still getting her nails done? It's because it costs the amount that it costs to fly cross country.
Literally. In business class.
Well, I hope you thoroughly enjoyed that. She
did a great job.
Irina was very scared of all of us.
Yes, no, but she did a very good job.
She did.
But no manicure is worth that much money.
No.
I will say that.
No,
I am freaking out. Had to just sit here the whole entire time. Just
okay,
like,
so you know what I'm going to remind you of? You are a New York Times bestselling author.
Okay.
You were saying how you kind of were like, well, I'm just like on the show and no one even knows, like that. And did this, bring this book and go on the book tour, like kind of finally fill in that hole for you, or still not really?
Yes and no. Like, yes, in that, like, I feel like I realized I really, when my parents always told me you can do anything you put your mind to.
Yes.
That, I'm like, yes, I can.
The Secret.
Just make a fucking, I don't know, vision board.
I swear to God, with The Secret, I'm gonna have a bonfire and I'm gonna exclusively burn The Secret.
But I still,
which will fuck my entire life
over.
It will,
totally will. But no, but I feel like it's still like a niche thing. Like it's not. I'm not Michelle Obama.
Even when you're there, where everybody else sees that you're there, you're still looking up. No, it's human. It's human nature.
Yeah, I feel like, you know what?
It is.
I hope that Julia,
like, who does Michelle Obama look up to? Oprah? God?
I don't know. God. And she's like, how the heck do I trump God right now? Weird use of words.
Where do you s-
No, I followed the line of thinking, but you want to re-say it?
I mean, how do I beat God right now, I guess?
No, I think Trump God's good. Because I think Trump is like, the only one better than me is God.
Yeah.
So but I that's the thing is we're always looking up no matter what. You know, it's like
you never officially make it.
Because it's like you, keeping up with the Joneses?
Yes, there's always more to do. So now I'm like, cool, okay. Now I succeeded in this thing that I wanted to do so badly.
In this goal. Well, how long have you had this specific goal? Because I feel like it's been for, even since season one, Stassi, you were working for Pandora for her blog. I never forgot.
The DivineAddiction.com.
And you were like, I'm a writer / torturing Sheena on the side.
Yes. No, I went to Loyola Marymount University and majored in English literature.
See?
Thank you, Dad, for paying for my tuition.
Thanks, Dad.
And
thanks,
being okay
Daddy
with me
Schroeder.
Majoring in something like English literature. Because, like, what
useless.
Do you do with it? And I'm like, it paid off. Like, cool. Like, I'm not sitting here trying to brag that my parents, but, you know, I'm lucky. I got my my dad to pay.
My parents paid for my college, and I bless and like, so thankful every single day.
I'm very lucky. So
when I was in college, I was like, pay for this shit. And now post-college, I'm like, I was a fucking bitch.
Yes.
What a gift.
Yes. What a fucking gift.
Yes.
And I always knew, just, I knew I loved writing and I knew I loved all of that type of stuff. And I just knew I was going to write something at some point, but I didn't really know what. And people have been telling me for so long, like, meaning like my team around me, that, you know, my publicist and stuff like that. It sounds so douchey to say my publicist, but she'd been telling me for 5 years. And I was like, I know I will. I just don't know when
or
and
what.
Like, I will know when the time is right. Just a podcast. Like, I felt when the time is right. Like, I'm really big on timing and feeling comfortable and knowing that, like, okay, one thing at a time. And I know how to tackle one thing at a time. And that's just how I work. And it just organically, like, happened where, like, I think because of my podcast, because so many people related to, like, just this, like, whole, like, basic bitch mentality. And I'm like, this is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. This is what I know. Let's write about this. And it turns out there are a lot of fucking undercover basic bitches
in this world.
Yes. So it's been cool because I feel like not just me, but like anyone who listened to my podcast or watched Vanderpump or just like was a fan of this idea, we did it together. It was like a group thing. It was a community because like if I didn't have all my listeners and stuff, you know, messaging me or explaining how I touch their lives in that just what might seem like mundane way. Yeah. Like I would never have felt confident enough to write that.
Isn't it amazing how audio, it's really like, I mean, you're in people's ears. You're like in their heads, literally, right? And it's very, I feel like people listen like with other people, but it's kind of like a solo activity. Maybe like you talk to your friends afterwards about it, but it's very like independent and like, what's the word? Not isolated, but you know what I'm saying.
It is.
It's a solo. It's like masturbating.
It totally is. Oh
we're masturbating your ears every single day.
Podcasting is
the
like
masturbation of the ears.
Yes. It's masturbation of the ears. I'm 100%.
I feel like sometimes when it comes to, or at least with me, like my audience over the years, they've showed me my brand when I didn't even know it.
That's what I feel happened.
Yep.
That's what I feel happened.
And you were like, oh my God. So my audience was like, I know it's weird, but you're like my best friend I've never met. And I was like, oh my God, samesies. And I have no friends except for Stassi IRL. So I will take you, queen.
Yes.
And for you, it was like, oh my God, I'm basic just like you. I'm basic just like you, right?
Yes.
And then that's how you found it.
And that's when I realized, I'm like, oh my God, my listeners helped me like learn about myself like a fucking therapist.
Don't you want to cry right now?
I cry. I have cried.
Oh God, cry more.
No, I am so out of crying right now. I watched Game of Thrones last night. So like I am fresh out of fucking tears.
We're going to talk about that.
But I
on your side of the podcast,
on the B side. Yes.
Yes.
But I am meeting everyone.
I swear to fucking God, who the fuck is this?
God.
We have been interrupted nonstop throughout this podcast. Hey guys, it's time to just take a quick break to talk about one of our fabulous sponsors, FabFitFun. Ayo. Okay, so I've been a FabFitFun OG for a minute now, and there's a reason why. They're fantastic. I'm obsessed with them. And now it's your turn to discover all of their amazing products. So here's the deal. If you love fashion, if you love beauty, if you love home decor, I mean, if you love if you like anything in life, then you are going to love FabFitFun. Really, it's for women everywhere to discover new awesome products and also kind of to discover their must-have brands. I've discovered so many awesome things from working with FabFitFun, and it's time for you to discover as well. So the 2019 FabFitFun post-spring editor's box is on sale right now, and you can treat yourself with items in it, such as, this gorge opal necklace I'm wearing right now. I digress. I'll get to that in a second. But before I get into what we get out of it, let's talk for a second about yo mama. No, I'm not going to insult your mama. I'm telling you, queen, hello, Mother's Day is around the corner. And I don't know if you're like me, but I never know what to get my mama. Normally I go to this little French store by my mom and dad's house. And like, listen, it's like soup's cute, but like they sell matches for, I don't know, like $45. And it's just a little too rich and expensive for my taste. Well, not my taste, but death's my budget. And that's what I love about FabFitFun. It's so affordable. Each box is $49.99. But the best part is that the contents inside actually equal over like $200. To be specific, this box retails at $238.34. Are you kidding me? I told you it was the perfect Mother's Day gift. And the thing is, your mom probably wouldn't think to buy a FabFitFun box, but what you're introducing your mom to is basically Mother's Day 4 times a year. I'm telling you. So whether you just get her one box or you get her an annual subscription, you're hooking her up regardless. I mean, I would say the annual subscription would be like mighty generous, and she's going to be like so shooketh to the core at how amazing it is. But even if you just get her one box, you're basically giving her like, I don't know, like 8, 10, 12 gifts for the price of one. And also your mom's going to feel like so like cool and now and with it. And she'll be like, I stan FabFitFun, even though she has like no idea what that means. Write it in her Mother's Day card. Give her the gift of FabFitFun and give her the gift of being hip to the kids lingo. So yeah, I mean, I can't believe it's taken me this long to think of getting my mom a FabFitFun box subscription for a gift. I mean, like hook, line, and sinker. It's like they do all the work for you. It's amazing. And I can actually tell you what is in this FabFitFun box because I just opened mine today. Okay, so like I mentioned, there's this gorgeous opal necklace. It's like this dainty opal on a gold chain, but it's an 18 carat. But it's not just any gold chain. It's an 18 carat gold plated chain. Like this dainty, gorgeous, floaty thing. I love it. I mean, hello, jewelry. You can't go wrong with jewelry. Also, I opened my box to find OMG Diff sunglasses. They're called the Cruise Aviators. They retail at $85, and they are just, they're chic, they're classic, and they're fab. Like, I've got a necklace, I've got some sunglasses, and I also got some eye cream for my aging face. Yes, it's like this ultimate nourishing eye cream. It firms, it brightens, it targets the signs of aging like a laser. I love it. It's going to keep me young. Oh, you keep me young, FabFitFun. You keep me young. And literally, I'm just naming like a third of the products, not even. Anyway, like I said, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box. It's delivered 4 times a year with full size beauty products. Also, you get some fashions in there. You got some home decor. Oh, there's also fitness and wellness. And it's all just for $49.99. And hurry up because you can even customize your box and choose some of the products that you get, which of course, you know, I always opt for that because I'm a control freak. Anyway, I'm loving the 2019 post-spring editor's box. There's like shock and awe of like how amazing the products are and how diverse the selection is. FabFitFun, you know what you're doing. What are you waiting for? Sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes, by the way, always sell out. I'm not joking. So hurry your little patootie up and use my code STRECKER, that's my last name, to get $10 off your first box. Just go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code STRECKER and get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99, queen. So just go to FabFitFun.com, use my code STRECKER, and get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. And now, back to the podcast.
And I'm actually kind of loving it.
It's because it really is like a podcast.
It's life. Well, this is life with Stassi now.
And we haven't even done mine yet.
Oh my God, is it our food? We keep getting interrupted. Oh, yes, the steamer for your outfit tonight. I love your boyfriend so much.
Drink some water.
Okay, so you feel the community. You wrote the book. You have, like, succeeded beyond. So is there now, like, a place where you're like, okay, next?
So now I have scripted series in my brain.
Yes.
I have book number two in my brain. I have podcast tour in my brain. All of these things that, like, I need to just start doing. So these are all now the things that I will spend working on this summer with Pink. While I film Vanderpump Rules. So it'll be a big summer.
Cheers. Wait, so I do have a question. So will Vanderpump get to capture this next phase? Or is this something that, like, you kind of, it happens when it happens?
I don't care. You know what? Vanderpump Rules is so real and just follows whatever you're doing. So
in real time.
Yeah, in real time. So whatever I'm accomplishing during those months of filming is what they'll see and get. So, like, that, it depends on how much goes on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about when you were here for your book signing, you were, like, secreting me hardcore, and you were like, Taylor, I'll say it. It's okay. I'm open and free.
I don't know what you're going
to. Oh, my God. You were like, Taylor, I have to ask you something. This was on the Uber ride home from, like, I don't know, just, like, the biggest success of your entire career. You just crushing and living for it and, like, me being so there and, like, kind of, like, riding the coattails slash just, like living vicariously. Living vicariously through. And then, of course, we go to dinner and, like, you're with your team who's a fucking circle of, like, these badass bitches.
Yes. I have a team of powerful, awesome women.
Who all actually kind of, like, through career stuff know each other, which is also super cool.
Yeah.
And you had a moment where you were like, isn't this so cool being with all these powerful women? I was like, God damn, girl, yes, it is.
Yeah, there's, like, not one man. I mean, granted, yes, some of my agents are men and, like, some of my lawyer's a man. And,
your,
like,
boyfriend's a man.
My boyfriend's a man. And, like, yes, like, I love men. But, like, just to, like, sit at that table, like, after, you know, that big signing in New York, like, at Barnes & Noble on Fifth Avenue, and it's you and Taylor and my book agent, my, you know, shout out to Brandy and Kendall and my publicist, Emily, and my producer, Aaron, and, like, these women who all are just so smart.
Yep.
And strong and cool. And I'm like, there's not one dude at this table and we made this.
It's so crazy.
Like, we made this.
It was, like, incredible.
It was an awesome girl power dinner. It was the best celebration ever.
So we were there and I was talking to one of our mutual friends who shall remain nameless, but she might be, like, I don't know, like an old school friend for you. And I met her through you and she's like a connector, if you will.
Yeah.
A powerful female connector.
Yeah.
And she said to me, how's, like, work stuff going? I won't go into details, but I was like, ugh, I'm in the middle of this thing right now and blah. You know, I was like, negative, classic. And that was that. And then we get into the car. So it was an Uber ride with just myself, Stassi, and my girlfriend, Taylor. So it was like a safe space to have this conversation. And we were, like, talking about, like, life and stuff. And I'm like, feeling this high for you. But then also simultaneously, like, it wasn't like I was like, oh, your career, my career, because we're, like, in such different worlds. But I was like, oh, my God, I'm so scared about the future. And you were like, why are you always so negative?
Yeah.
This is good. I'm not mad at you. I'm happy with you.
Yeah,
and
no, I know.
You were like, why are you so negative? And I was like, what? And then my girlfriend was like, yeah, why are you so negative? And I was like, I'm feeling triggered right now. The two women I love and respect the most in this world. And if my mom was here, she would say the same thing. Or saying the thing that my therapist and I are working on. So anyway, so you were like, you need to be, like, lead with positivity. The Secret. Have you heard of it? And I'm like, yeah, you fucking kiddo. I've heard of it. But you were 1,000% right. And I did receive it well, didn't I? Yes, a little bit.
You 100% did.
Were you shocked?
I was actually shocked. I thought you were actually going to throw a hissy fit. I was very much shocked. Yes, you really did receive it. You were calm. You were patient and non-judgy.
I was a little, like, defensive slightly. I was like, no, I'm not.
That's not defensive. That's not defensive.
But so I got out of the car with you, got in a cab with Tay, and then I was like, I know I am. I know it's something I have to work on. And, like, only people that I love and trust can talk to me like that. If I didn't feel that way about you, I'd be like, that fucking bitch, she's got off. But luckily for our friendship, I obviously trust you. So I go to therapy, literally. This is like a full circle story. Like 4 days later, right? And so I'm in therapy and she's like, what's going on? I was like, you know, work. You know, plong, like doing my thing. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, and health insurance. I have to get health insurance. I'm freaking the fuck out. So I'm like, bitch, 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 bitching. And then I was like, literally like 5 minutes left in the session. I was like, wait a second. There was something I wanted to talk about that I forgot about. I was like, my friend Stassi said that I always leave with a negative.
Please tell me this is true.
True story. And she was like, she was like, yeah, uh-huh. And I was like, and like, like, how do we fix this, or what do I do, or like, what are the, like, the exercises I do to like get better at that, or blah blah blah, blah mindset. And so I was, so she was like, so who is the Stassi to you? And I was like, do you watch Vanderpump Rules? And she was shockingly like, no. And I was like, stupid dummy. So anyway, I'm firing her.
Honestly, no, she's the best therapist if she hasn't watched Vanderpump Rules. So keep her forever.
Like, so she was like, no. And I was like, well, let me give you a little background. So Stassi's in the show and she's so fabulous. She's so famous. I'm so proud of her. And she just came out with a book and it's a New York Times bestseller. And it was actually before, and I was like, I know it's destined to be. I'm saving your picture for it. And she was like, wait a second, what was the name of the book? And I said, Next Level Basic. And she said, oh my God. Did she have a book signing? She's on like 46th and 5th.
Okay.
And she goes to me, oh my God, did she just have a book signing at this Barnes & Noble right here? And I was like, fucking, I think so. And she was like, oh my God, that line around the block was nothing like I've ever seen. She said, the last time I saw a line that big around the block here was when Justin Bieber went to the Today Show. She's going to cry. Fuck yeah, I did it. I did it. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, that is your friend? I said, yeah. And she said, listen to that girl.
The secret. No, for real. This is what... Okay.
So thank you.
You know my friend Sheena Menina?
Yes.
That I grew up with,
yes,
in New Orleans. She never used the word. I use the word The Secret now because I watched that stupid documentary. And so like, it's
you watched 26 minutes,
yes,
of it.
So it's like the easiest way for me to just say it. But she's always told me, because she's always believed in manifesting things and just being in tune with like asking the world for what you want. And she believes in doing that. And I'm like, whatever, you're into this like new age shit.
Woo-woo.
And I don't understand new age shit. She owns a wellness center in New Orleans. She couldn't be farther from, like, it's so different from me. You know, like, she's spiritual and all that.
It.
And it's just not what I really am. And she always has said to me, she's like, you're more in tune with what you want. And you ask for what you want. You ask the universe for what you want more than anyone else I know. Like, you're already doing the things that people are trying to do when they come to a wellness center, when they go and try and do those things. You just don't realize that you've always done it. And then when I saw the stupid documentary, I was like, The Secret is like what Sheena Menina has been talking about my whole life. Like, but really it is. It's like, if you just imagine what you want, if you just, you demand it, if you just say, this is what my life's going to be and this is what I want. I mean, some version of that is going to happen.
So what would you say are like the top three things that you do that manifest those things? Like, so let's like Stassi Schroeder, The Secret, right? So it's like a Stassiation of The Secret.
I've just always believed in that I'm going to be okay. Like, let's say like when I was broke
that's
out of my
mind.
Number
one is like, I'm not going to be okay.
No, you have to, I'm always gonna, like when I was.
But you have to explain to me how you like believe that.
I
just
do. Like when I was at Sir and I would get my car towed and I had $50 in my account and I'm like, I can't even get my car out because my registration is expired.
Shocking.
And
my license is illegal.
Yeah, my license is expired. Everything's expired. What do I do? I have to go pick up after extra shifts. I'm like, I know that if I keep actually like focusing on things that I like and things that are going to like get me to like where I feel like I'll be, like I'll get there and mm-hmm. shit will happen. And then sometimes you have to ask for help. Sometimes you have to ask for help, whether it's your family or your friends or something. Like there have been times that I had to borrow money and then you just hustle to pay them back.
Right.
Like that's just, it's what it is. But I never doubted that like at some point, like if I hustle long enough, I'm like gonna make what I want happen.
So that's number one. Is there a number two, or is that like solely it?
I mean, I've just always just trusted that like what, I mean, my parents literally raised me.
That's a really good thing. I'm always going to be okay, because I think a lot of people live a fear-based life where it's like they make decisions based off of fear. Like I won't be okay if I don't, or like if I don't do this, then like I'm going to be.
But if you have that mentality, then you're probably not going to be okay.
Right.
And those are the people that end up probably not being okay.
Because it's self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. Just like when I like self-sabotage, like, you know,
your
say
birthday?
Like my relationship. Yeah. Like when I like. when I like caught pick a fight.
Bo was standing with it like both hands braced on his hips.
Where it's like, oh my God, like I'm self-sabotaging this relationship, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that like we're gonna get into a fight because I just started this thing, and then it's my fault because I had all of that, those negative thoughts and that negative energy. And so if like I don't think those thoughts, and the times that I go into a situation where I could probably start one of those bratty dark passenger fights, if I go into that night like thinking like really positively and like, no, like this is going to be fun.
I feel good. I am good.
This is going to be great. Like it's going to be a really good time. I'm going to enjoy myself. Like life is great. I end on that same note. And it's obviously sometimes I fail at that. And like, obviously I'm not like that all the time because I still have my moments of like being a complete asshole. But like, I that's why I feel like I believe in this like manifestation thing, because I know the nights that I don't, that I'm thinking negatively, they end up negatively.
So it's so crazy because we're, how many years apart are we? Like 5, 6, a bit.
I'm 30.
No, we're like 5 or 6 to be exact years apart. But I do feel like we're in the exact same place in terms of that. But like watching you succeed in that light. Oh, did I just say that? Watching you succeed in that light, what have you done to me in the last 35 minutes? No, but I really,
for, could be a cult leader.
No, and I'm super susceptible to cult life. FYI. My mom was super worried when I was in high school, and rightfully so. But I do feel like that, I mean, to quote you, it is the secret. Not even the book, but it's like the secret to success in life.
Yeah. You just have to like believe.
Believe in yourself.
You have to just believe. And people who just settle for like, well, this is what life is. No, it's not.
No, queen. Get life out
is,
there.
Hello, Meghan Markle.
We'll end on this. Continue. Meghan Markle what?
Meghan Markle
was,
she could have
settled. Briefcase 26.
She was what?
Briefcase 26.
Exactly. Before that, just working probably at a coffee shop, then a restaurant, then yep. whatever. And just continue to just like work and try and just like, I don't know, put herself in the right places and do the right shit to get to where she is now. And if she... I'm pretty sure her car was towed a few times.
Deaths.
You know what I mean?
Her like,
and now she's
like
Meghan.
Crank window, yes. Like stick shift, no muffler, piece of shit car.
Dreams do come true. So anytime anyone feels like something's not possible, just think about fucking Meghan Markle, because she is the best.
Oh my God, I almost forgot. How many people on your book tour said, hey girl, hey to you?
A lot. A lot. No, you have no idea. This is something I wanted to tell you, that like every single location that I went to, I had multiple people go, hey girl, hey, when they came up, and I was like, Taylor Strecker, right? And they were like, yes. So I'm like, there's no way they're just saying, hey girl, hey. And I was like, so everyone loves you.
Oh my God, the secret. That will keep me going.
Yes.
And thinking positively.
Yeah.
Saucy, this podcast has been entertaining, Avi. Inspiring.
Educational.
And educational. High five, motherfucker. Yeah. I love you. Okay, this is part one. That's it for us, because we need to go eat chicken fingers.
And then you're going to go listen to my podcast.
Yes, because we're going to be talking about, I'll tell them, very much basic stuff. The basic bitchness that was today. The movies that we watched. The yes. conversations we had.
Everything that we experienced today, as well as Game of Thrones.
And Game of motherfucking phones. And Game of Thrones.
Because Game of Thrones is all that matters.
And you loved it so much last night that you couldn't even eat food.
No.
So we definitely need to talk about that.
Game of Thrones is the best diet ever.
You guys, thank you so much for joining me here on Taste of Taylor. Don't forget, go right over now to Straight Up with Stassi for part two of this podcast.
Yeah.
At Stassi Schroeder, at Taylor Strecker. Deuces, we're team mother. Bye. Did you enjoy this taste of me? Want more? Then go to taylorstrecker.com and sign up for my daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show, and listen live or on demand.